Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA.
Hello, whole world. I know that LA Talk Radio is really, really heard by millions outside of America. Who knows how many people just tune in. And I really appreciate everybody who listens to Accent On. I don't know how many accented shows exist all around the world, but I'm sure mine is the best. That's what is for sure. And today I will prove again and again that the theme and topic and just people with an accent, they create not only colorful palette at USA, but they also create the best what is in the culture, the best what is in the clothing. They are teaching, they are unusual, they are bringing from outside in culture that maybe we'll never know until we shake hands with the people who are really, really successful here. And they have an accent. I have an accent. I think I'm doing pretty okay at USA. But I have also a friend of mine who I just love to bring back to my studio. She's also Polish lady. She's gorgeous. She is smart. She's an author. She's a journalist. She's got education, ouch, from Europe, and she's doing pretty well at USA. Lives in America for how many years?
Oh, it's going to be six this year.
First and foremost, I need to introduce you, Agnieszka Niezgoda. One more time, Agnieszka Niezgoda.
Hello, thank you so much. It's our third time together.
This is our third time together. And today, you know, mostly I love to have you here because I saw this book that you wrote, and it's called Hollywood.pl.
PL for Poland.
Yes, the PL for Poland. This is something so beautiful. This is a book that is big and full of amazing people who just create Hollywood as of today and as of the past also.
Yeah, we started with Polański, Roman Polański, who was one of the very first Polish filmmakers in Hollywood. So yeah, we have 23 people in the book, all made in Poland.
This is just amazing because I know we are watching TV, we are watching big screens, and we sometimes don't understand how many people from outside of America create something that we all enjoy. But many Polish people are really doing very well.
Yes, that was the idea behind the book. And, you know, that America was made and created by newcomers, by foreigners. So, and Hollywood and, you know, the movie industry is just one of the levels and one of the, you know, kind of fields that are still being created by newcomers and foreigners. And then especially this year and this Oscar year, this Academy Award season, it's really, you know, so widely seen.
Oh my gosh. And that's why really we enjoy to see each other today, because outside of pitching, and I'm saying like really strongly, pitching Hollywood.pl book that is so beautiful written, has amazing photographs by Jacek Laskus, also has the book is written beautifully, but the look of this book.
Yeah, it's a large format coffee table book.
Money. I know, cost how much? How much?
$50.
Cost $50, and we can buy this book where?
On our website, which is www.hollywood.pl.com, or on Amazon.
And everybody can come to my website or Facebook page, Accent On, which I listed all links, and YouTube, also the little bit film that you created about this book. it's very easy to find this book. Just please come to Accent
Google
On.
Google us again.
It's very easy. Hollywood.pl. And it's not even about success story. It's about...
An immigrant story.
Immigrant story.
And it's about the American dream, because that was kind of like a leading idea to show, you know, different journeys of our of the people who are featured in the book, their journeys from their native country of Poland and their artistic journeys and also their kind of personal, you know, paths.
It's a beautiful written book. And if you, like you write or like you said before in 2 hour meetings before, a lot of the people, they had journey. They didn't come straight from Poland into America or into Hollywood. They had their own.
Yes, or even if they did, many of them started, you know, in New York, for instance. Some of them started as taxi drivers. Others, you know, were working as a salesperson. It's not always that easy and that kind of straightforward that you just come to a new place and you are just becoming, you know, a celebrity or becoming, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest filmmakers. Everybody has his own journey.
Yeah, and this is also a book about dreams that never dies. Only we can have or can have this power to say to our dreams, I'm over. I don't want to dream anymore about something. These people never stop dreaming.
Yeah, it's very
And
well
they're living their dreams right now. But, you know, Agnieszka, because I know Oscars is something that we want to know, and you are my insider.
Really are my...
We have a great list of everything that we need to know about Oscars. I know you are just coming from the... Just came from the big event, which you'll talk about.
Yes.
Who you saw and all your inside feelings about what movies are worth to see in your opinion. Mm-hmm. And you know what, I think you are pretty good to tell us what is good or what is not so. But anyway, I don't want to slip. We have time today. We are together for 50 minutes plus little break with the music. I want to still talk a little bit about your book. Then we covered where to buy the book. Book costs $50, but people, I'm telling you, when your children open this book and they have any dreams and they start reading about, you know, lives of these people that create Hollywood today and what Hollywood was maybe a few years ago, many years ago, they will see the power of dreaming. They will see power of human.
You know, it's very well said, because I had an example, you know, that exactly, you know, such a story when we were having a book signing in Las Vegas. So it was a public library in Las Vegas, and, you know, some small crowd attended the book signing. And then, like, within next few days, I received an email from one of the, you know, participants, one of the women who came for a book signing. And she wrote this beautiful email that she gave the book to her son, who is 15 or 16 years old, or perhaps even 14, whatever, a young teenage son, who is dreaming about coming to Hollywood and about becoming a filmmaker. And she said that he couldn't stop reading the book, but at the same time realizing that it's not going to be that easy as he might have thought, you know, before.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he also was reading the book as a kind of living proof that if you don't quit your dreams and if you follow those dreams and if you really stick to your dreams, one day they are going to come true.
Wow. Okay. And I have, you said 23 people.
23, correct.
23 people are in the books. And we covered few names in our past two meetings. Everybody who would like to look down on LA Talk Radio Accent On page and scroll down, we have hundreds of radio shows. But for these people who really want to find the two shows that I had with Agnieszka Niezgoda, please listen again. But Agnieszka, we have sections in this book. I will make this easier for you because you probably don't remember everything. But yeah, if you can tell us why and how your logic was, you know, working when you were writing this beautiful book.
Well, we wanted to include people from different fields of filmmaking. So that was one condition. Then the other condition was that we wanted to include both those most famous ones as Roman Polański, Agnieszka Holland, Jan Kaczmarek, Academy Award winners and nominees, as well as those people who are professionals, who are like really great in what they are doing, but because of the nature of their job, be it a screenwriter, be it a production designer, or even a costume designer, they are not that well known. So that was like an idea that we wanted to connect it, to connect all those people, you know, in front of camera and behind camera, and, you know, from kind of who depict different stages of filmmaking. So we do have directors, Agnieszka Holland, Roman Polański, Zbigniew Rybczyński. I don't need to introduce any of those names. Then we have actresses. We have Alicja Bachleda-Curuś, Iza Miko, Beata Pużniak-Daniels. I believe Beata was on your show once.
Beatka, yes. Oh my gosh, I had her. Yes, I cannot wait. She's very unusual, beautiful human being also. Very.
And she's an artist as well, you know, she's a sculptor. So she
has... I didn't have a chance to talk about that we will bring her back for sure. And she has just very unusual also guest wish for some guest that she would like to bring to Accent On and hopefully be part of interview. And I'm looking forward to, I'm hoping she will be in March, back on Accent On. Okay, so then slowly, because these names are a little tough. We know Bachleda, we know the first name because she was married to very, very known American actor, yes?
Well, I don't think they were married, but they have son together.
They have son together. Okay, my wish. They were, but maybe they are not. Are you sure they were not?
No.
I thought he flew to Krakow and they got married in Krakow.
I don't
know. Let's Google.
So,
in a break, we'll Google. Okay. Okay, slowly. Yes. Give us one more time the actors, because they are really, really good one and they play a lot.
Yeah. Iza Miko, who is an actress, but she also became a producer. She already has like 3 films in her credits. And she's an amazing also character because she also developed her own kind of business line. And she runs her own foundation, kind of like. So she really also connects like several kind of fields of not business model, but of kind of personal, you know, development and passion, you know, for her work. And then we have a huge, perhaps not huge, but that's the biggest group in our book, cinematographers, because Polish cinematographers have always been like a brand in Hollywood. So we do have Łukasz Bielan. Łukasz Bielan, he's a camera operator. He's working right now on the new James Bond.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, so he has really like huge credits, and right now he's working on the new James Bond. Aleksander Gruszyński, Irek Hartowicz, Adam Holender. I believe we talked a little bit about Adam Holender,
yes.
Because Adam Holender shot Midnight Cowboy, which is like a landmark of American cinema. Sławomir Idziak, who did Harry Potter and Black Hawk Down, so he's very well known in Hollywood. Jacek Laskus, who is author of the photographs for the book. Felix Parner, Dariusz Wolski, all the Pirates of the Caribbean. So these guys, these cinematographers are like really, really brand for Polish film school in Łódź.
Big
and
names.
Who became a brand for Hollywood. Speaking of cinematographers, here we can take a break. Yes, yesterday we went to an ASC awards party, which is like the huge annual party for awards awarded by ASC, American Society of Cinematographers. And guess who was there?
I know you told me, but I want people to know, who did you see so in a close-up?
She's so beautiful and he's so gorgeous as well.
Gosh.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were there. And Barbara Streisand was there. And she gave a very good speech by Barbara Streisand. She gave a great speech.
I'm so happy that you had the chance to like see these people in close-up. And you still say that they're gorgeous. Because we always think, the newspapers...
No, I think they are absolutely beautiful. And also, you know, which connects us back to the book, there's a beautiful story shared by Anna Biedrzycka-Shepard, who just came to Los Angeles because she's nominated for an Oscar for her costume design for The Maleficent with Angelina Jolie.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, so she worked with Angelina Jolie on The Maleficent. So she was the one standing right next to Angelina Jolie, you know, measuring, you know, her wardrobe and her outfits. And she says that without a makeup, just as plain as she can look, she's like the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh my gosh, I have my own private little tiny story, because my beautiful daughter, Natasha, when we had a holiday and she needed to put some dress up, yes, that's what she wanted to have.
Yeah.
She wanted to have this top, how you call these things on the top of her head from the movie?
Mm.
Is that like black little horns?
I guess so.
Yeah. I made them because that was her dream, but I didn't know where to buy them. And I just really created them and sent her my daughter picture, which I post on Ilona Europa site. I did so good job that probably our Polish friend who created the look, she will say, hi, not so bad. That's very, very cool. Yes. Further, further. I want to know more. Who was in your book? Go there.
As for music composers, we have Jan Kaczmarek, who won Academy Award for Finding Neverland, and also Abel Korzeniowski, who is a generation younger. But Abel, for instance, scored the series for Showtime, Penny Dreadful, a very, very famous and successful series. And he scored also A Single Man. So he has huge credits as well. WE, a film by Madonna, he also scored this one. Then we have production designers Marek Dobrowolski, Waldemar Kalinowski, Alan Starski. Alan Starski, who won an Academy Award for Best Production Design for The Schindler's List. And costume design. Oh, we were just talking about those ladies. Anna Biedrzycka-Szepard, nominated this year for The Maleficent, amazing, as well as Mona May. We have a screenwriter, Agata Dominik, and we have an editor, Lucyna Wojciechowski. So there's like a whole bunch of
screenwriters. You know, you are getting from Eastern Europe out of Eastern Europe. You're coming to LA or Hollywood. Now you are trying to create something that whole world will enjoy in the place that everybody wants the same, you know.
Yeah, so Agata's path is really, you know, amazing. And right now he's like, he belongs to this tiny, tiny percentage of the members of Writers Guild of America who are both women, and even a tinier percent of them who are newcomers, who are foreigners in this country. So Agata has plenty of stories to share. That, for instance, she would be working on a draft on a script, and because while you are writing, nobody can hear your accent, right?
Yes.
So her name kind of sounds, you know, she might be an American for an American reader.
Yeah.
So she would be writing on a script and nobody knew that she was a foreigner, that she was Polish. And then after, you know, a while, she would start talking to those, you know, producers on the phone. And that was like always a huge surprise. Oh my God, you are talking with an accent. So you are not an American. And she said, no, I'm not an American, but it really doesn't matter because you didn't know that from my script,
yes, yes,
and you didn't know that from my draft, because she became so good and so professional in what she is doing.
I just love it. Again, I think the idea of bringing people with an accent to the radio show and hopefully one day to TV shows and show the colorful journey. And like you say, sometimes we have no idea who is a brain surgeon that is operating on the toughest sicknesses.
Yeah.
And they are from India. They are from different countries, you know, and we don't care really that they have an accent. We are like, can you do the best you can do?
Speaking of accent, I just watched one of the documentaries that are nominated for Oscars in the Best Documentary section, Last Days in Vietnam.
Yeah.
An amazing documentary about last days of the war in Vietnam, how chaotic it was, how really unscheduled, unplanned. And Henry Kissinger is one of the people who talks, you know, in this film. And you are listening to Henry Kissinger, who speaks with a very strong accent.
Absolutely.
And he was like a leading political figure. He was president's, you know, advisor, and he speaks with a very strong accent. But he's a leading, you know, political figure, and he's an amazing, you know, persona on this, you know, on this field. So everybody is from somewhere.
Okay, Agnieszka Niezgoda, you are a very smart lady. We are talking politics. Could you tell us, because your education is pretty impressive. Could you tell us a little bit? I know we are taking break from what you wrote and put in this book, and people, these amazing people that she's mentioning right now. Agnieszka met them. She knows them.
I would say an average of, I don't know, 10 hours, 8 hours with every single person over the course of a few years. We would meet twice, three times, four times. So each of those chapters, each of those kind of, you know, small short biographies is really like a, you know, huge, you know, essence of their biographies. So but my goal was for a reader to like really get to know those people, to really, you know, to be able to join their journey while reading.
Yeah, this could be our journey anybody's journey, anybody's dreams. But I know coming outside in, because, you know, for most people who dream to become success in Hollywood, that's a tough dream, big, tough dream. And please, I still want to know a tiny little bit about your education, because I think people need to understand your brain, how smart you are. And you are reaching out in many different directions using your smartness the way how you want to. And that's so impressive because, again, I wish it's TV. You are so young and so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It's about me. It's so nice to be hearing all those nice things.
That's true. You know, it's the power of, you know, you are a powerful woman inside out, and gorgeous lady too. You are doing your journey your own way. You have your dreams. I know tiny little bit about them. I cannot wait to be closer friend with you, because it's something that really
I think we are already friends.
Yeah, you know, but I know so little about
you. I just love talking to you so much.
Yeah, and it seems like we know each other so well, but this is really our third time in our life that we see each other face to face for 40 minutes. But I don't know, you are a really special lady. Tell me your education for young girls.
My education?
Yes.
Okay, so I attended first private high school in Warsaw, which was not, it's kind of difficult to explain because it's not privately owned, it's kind of like community owned. So, but that was first such a school after the collapse of communism in Warsaw, and that was a very prestigious, you know, place where I had to compete with, I believe, 9 other people for one place. And I didn't make it. I was on the kind of B. I was put on the B list. I was 5 or 6 on the B list. And then just before the school year started, they called my parents saying that, well, we are accepting like 10 people from the B list. So I entered this highly prestigious and very, you know, highly regarded high school from the B list. But I ended this highly regarded private school as the first student with my final exams. So I was awarded like some kind of special, you know, city award from the president of Warsaw. So that was my journey in high school. Then I went and I studied for 5 years journalism and political science in Warsaw, University of Warsaw, one of the oldest universities, I believe, in Poland, together with Krakow Jagiellonian University. So, so I graduated with my master degree from journalism and political science, but I also started working after my first year at the university. So I, as far as I remember, I applied for some kind like, you know, unusual separated kind of plan for a student's plan that I didn't have to show up on every single class, because I started working in a daily magazine, Warsaw of Life, where I became just, you know, a city reporter. I would report on, I don't know, changes in buses schedules or, you know, stuff like this. And it was fun. I recall my first meeting with the editor-in-chief, who was a very well-established journalist in Poland. And so I called him, and he asked, I called his secretary saying that I just finished my first year in journalism in the University of Warsaw, and I would be happy to apply for an internship. So they asked me to write my resume. And I had, and the appointment was like next day, and I had nothing to share in my resume, because I was like, I was 19, I was 20, what do you put in your resume? So I just put every single primary school I went to, because I had like, I don't know, 5 primary schools or something, or 6, because we were moving a lot around Warsaw. And I remember the first meeting with him, and he looked at my resume and he said, well, I'm happy that you graduated from primary school.
It looks so, like that's all.
Yes, and so that made him laugh. And then he asked me, okay, so what department do you want, you know, to join? Where do you see yourself as an intern? And I said, well, I think I should start from the scratch, from basic, you know, so I would see myself, you know, in the city kind of department. And he said, oh my God, you are the first person that, because I asked this question to so many other people who come here. Nobody ever told me that he wanted to start from scratch, from the city, you know, department. And I just thought that, you know, you just need to learn from scratch.
Yes.
And that's how I started. And, you know, after a year, he was leaving. His name is Andrzej Bober, and he's still a journalist well-established in Poland. And he was leaving after a year or so, and he had, you know, this other talk with me saying, you know, you came here as, you know, this shy little girl, but I kept watching you. And I think that you are really developing and you are growing so fast and that you are really good in what you are doing. So whenever you feel that I can help you out with anything in the journalism, don't hesitate to reach out to me. So I stayed for another half of a year or so in this, you know, city life of Warsaw, writing also kind of bigger pieces, like covering, you know, kind of bigger issues than buses schedules. And then after this another few months, I just thought to myself, I feel I'm done with this place. I feel that I learned as much as I could have. And my dream has always been Politica Weekly, which was the oldest, you know, the most, the biggest and, you know, very well established
newspaper.
Great newspaper where, you know, my university professors were working. My university professors were working, you know, in Politica Weekly. They were writing there. I was raised on Politica Weekly and that has always been my dream. And I thought to myself, okay, what if they say no? Then I will come back in 10 years. But if they say yes, I need to take this chance.
Yeah.
So I called this first editor-in-chief of mine, who the one who just joked about my graduation, you know, from primary school. And I asked, well, I'm calling you after this half of a year that we had, you know.
I started from bottom. Now I won't go on the top.
Exactly, exactly. I said, well, do you still want to help me out? Because I have a favor to ask if it's, you know, if it's still, you know, kind of on the table. And he said, yes, what's your question? What's your favor? I said, well, I've always been dreaming about Politica Weekly. And he said, well, that's kind of a big dream. And I said, yes, but, you know, why don't we give it a chance? And he asked me to collect my kind of best, you know, pieces from this life of Warsaw. And within, you know, next day, he literally took my hand, he put me into his car, and he drove me to Politica Weekly, where an old friend of his just was forming, you know, kind of social department, kind of reporters, you know, huge department. The weekly was kind of going through some rescheduling, you know, of departments. So he brought me there. And I was just, you know, sitting as we are sitting right now, you know, in front of a person who would become, you know, my boss for the next 7 years. And she was looking from my, you know, she was kind of going through the pieces I brought with me. Yeah. And she said, well, that's a great story. That's a great idea for a story. Why don't you write one for us? And I said, well, but I already wrote it. And she said, well, I just ask if you are going to consider writing, you know, another story for this topic for us. And I said no, because I wrote it. And I left the building. I went to catch a bus. And I was driving. I was going home, you know, in a bus.
I just
realized, what did I do? What have I done? I just said no to Politica, who just offered me to write, you know, a story. So what? I can write it again. I mean, the topic is the same, but I can find different people, different way of writing. It again. So I just rushed to my parents' place when I was still, you know, living there. And I just, you know, rushed to a stationary, you know, phone, because these were the times when there were no cell phones yet. So I just rushed to a phone and I just called her. I said, I'm so sorry. I was an idiot. Of course I will write it. And she laughed again. And, you know, cut to 2 weeks later, I was this time I just, you know, took myself a bus. I didn't need any, you know, had other help. So I had my story printed. And then I had, you know, some, like, I don't know, external drive or something. And I knocked, you know, at the door of Politica Weekly and, you know, left the story. And I remember it was Friday afternoon and everybody from the department was there and everybody was smoking. It was such a heavy smoke in the room.
Eastern European.
Yes.
You know, film in the making.
Exactly.
I think you need to start writing your life story.
Well okay. then Politica moved to a new, brand new building and so that was prohibited. No smoking. But that was in this old, shabby building. They've been there forever, like, you know, really forever. And everybody was smoking. There was smoke everywhere. And I just left the story. And I just said, well, we'll see. And, you know, and I didn't tell a word to my parents. And then cut to next, I don't know, Monday or something. My mother is waking me up because I was taking like an afternoon nap or something, I guess. And my mother just is waking me up. And she said, well, this lady from Politica Weekly just left us a voicemail that your story is great and they are going to publish it and they want more. Why didn't you tell us a word that you were applying to Politica? And I said, well, mom, I didn't just want to kind of ruin it. I just wanted to check, you know, if I can make it work. And that's how I started, you know, writing for Politica, who became my...
You said 7 years, yes?
Yeah, I spent 7 years there. And my life was very much, you know, connected to this place. Also because I got married, you know, to one of the journalists. So it was kind of like both on professional and personal level.
And work.
Yes.
Wow, Agnieszka, this is really beautiful. First, you know, I know that people like the stories from Eastern Europe and you paint also pictures in my mind. I feel like I'm back in home and I'm hoping also our listeners just have
the
this
power
vision.
Of storytelling, the power of
yes,
storytelling.
Because this can happen everywhere. For everybody who is young and ambitious, but also one thing that you mentioned, that we all need this one person who believes in us, and in a moment that we have courage to ask for help, they will say yes.
Yes, I think, you know, it's important to kind of realize that, first of all, you need to stay a little bit crazy to really have dreams that are big. I mean, you can't be too kind of normal judging your, oh, what my chances are, they are not too high, so I'd rather drop it. No, you need to have this kind of, you know, a little bit of craziness in you.
Yeah.
And I think we both share it.
Oh, we do. Okay, time for a small break, and I don't know what to say, but like I say, Agnieszka Niezgoda, her amazing book is on her lap right now. It's called again, Hollywood.pl. Everybody can buy from her website, or please go to Accent on Facebook and you'll check the link and you will see a YouTube version, also small little movie about
it's also
book.
On Amazon
and
yes.
On Amazon is then I don't know how much I can say how great this book is. It's not only because they are about Polish people in Hollywood, it's about dreams and people who help you on the way and people who are up and down, and they just create the vision that is stuck for in our heads sometimes forever, because the movie, when we see and we connect with the art, we will never forget. And that's what is the movie about. And we have Agnieszka here in the studio. She's our expert when it comes to Oscars. We need to give people a little bit break because we like to also play music.
And we'll talk Oscars after the break.
And we'll talk about, oh my gosh, Oscars. Now, okay, can we calm people down or we can make them happy? Okay, I think I will choose again Natasha Miraya song and Kid Genius, The Way I Am. It's a beautiful ballad.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Girl, love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
I love you.
Oh,
love me the way I am.
The way I am.
The Way I Am, Natasha Miraya, Natasha Mira, Kid Genius, both are studying at USC, music business, music. Very, very talented young people, hopefully future of world entertainment. That's what we wish them, achieve the success. Agnieszka, wow. Oscars.
Okay, so I would say that, you know, this year is the most important year for Polish filmmakers in Hollywood in the modern history.
Wow.
Yes, we have so many nominations. First of all, in the best foreign language film, Ida by Paweł Pawlikowski is competing with Leviathan Russia, Tangerines Estonia, Timbuktu Mauritania, and Wild Tales Argentina. But the competition is going to take place between Ida and Leviathan, Poland contra Russia. And of course, we are keeping our fingers crossed for Ida to win. I don't think that the other three have any chances, and nobody thinks so. So the competition here is between Ida and Leviathan. And Ida is the 10th Polish nomination in the modern history. The first one was Knife in the Water by Roman Polański in the 60s. Then in the 70s, we had 4 nominations, as far as I can recall. Nice and Days, you know, kind of huge productions by Hoffman, Chuck oh my God, I'm missing the third name.
We'll let you forget. Okay.
Yeah. So Ida is the 10th nomination, but we never won. Even Knife in the Water lost it to 8.5 by Fellini, which was, of course, a very decent competition. Winner. But this year, and I talked to a few Academy members, and they all love Ida. So they all say
can
that...
Can we say a little bit about Ida? That's so important. Let's dream that this movie will win. But could you give a little...
Ida is a very peculiar film.
Yes.
I was like really not convinced at the very beginning, apart from the fact that it was produced by Piotr Dzięcio, who is a huge and famous Polish producer and a great supporter of our book. From the very beginning, he was, you know, kind of helping us out with the project. He was believing in the project. So I have this kind of personal connection
of
and
course.
My personal reason to like really to really keep my fingers crossed for Ida to win. So it's a very peculiar, unique film. It's shot in black and white, very kind of small story about young Catholic nun who discovers suddenly out of the blue her Jewish origins, that she's Jewish. She's forced by the nuns to go and visit her aunt before she takes her final vows. So she, first of all, she had no idea that she had an aunt. The story takes place in 1961 in Poland. So she discovers,
so she discovers
that she has a relative, an aunt. Then she reluctantly, but she goes there to visit her aunt, who turns out to be a Stalinist, you know, prosecutor.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She was, and this character is based on a true character of a Stalinist prosecutor of Jewish origins in the 50s and 60s in Poland. And she was very infamous for sentencing people to death, you know, several of them. So this character is based on a true character. So Ida, who represents completely kind of opposite world, she wants to be a Catholic nun. She meets this aunt of hers, who, and aunt tells her, like, you know, within first minutes, oh my God, you are a Jewish nun. Ha ha ha, that's so funny. So suddenly she faces, you know, her kind of past and her heritage. And they both embark on this kind of mutual journey, which they start from the completely kind of, you know, opposite directions. And they, you know, they take this journey. I don't want to kind of spoil, you know, the end. Don't know to tell you, you know, where
how aunts... many conflicts, you know.
Yes, it's such a, like, you know, pure, you know, like crystal, you know, clear, pure story. It's black and white. It's very silent. Not too much of a dialogue. Outstanding performance, beautiful photography, cinematography. And it's like so small, but it just keeps you, you know, in this world. You just think you see through our protagonist's eyes. So that's like the, you know, the power of filmmaking, that you really become this leading character for the entire story.
I'm hoping you'll be back after Oscars Again, I'm hoping that Ida will win.
Yes, me too, definitely. And Academy members whom I interviewed and whom I talked to, they all said that they loved Ida and everybody was going to vote for Ida, although they were not saying it officially, but because they can't. So yeah, we are keeping our fingers crossed. Ida is also nominated for the best cinematography, but here I would say it's a great, you know, it's a great catch, you know, it's great that Ida
black,
is nominated.
White and black. Black and
yes,
white.
But yes, these cinematographers love. But Ida has a very, very strong competition here. First of all, Birdman, which is
it's
a great film, but the cinematography is like really outstanding. Then Mr. Turner, who's like a very poetic kind of artistic cinematography. So this is also a very, very strong competitor. And then Unbroken by Angelina Jolie. I was not fan of this film, to be honest. I was not fan, but Roger Deakins is like very well established cinematographer. So Ida has a chance, but I would say that the competition here is so strong that I wouldn't be surprised if Ida lost it to one of those, you know, three that I just mentioned. Then we have one of our books' character, Anna Biedrzycka-Szepard, nominated for the best costume design for Maleficent with Angelina Jolie. But here we have also strong competitors. Inherent Vice, which was, I was not really crazy about this film, but costumes were kind of like really, I still kind of remember the wardrobe from this film. So yeah. I think that wardrobe was like really something that...
Important part of the movie.
Yes, important part. Then we had Mr. Turner, who was like a, you know, historic piece. I liked it, but again, I was not dying, you
Nothing
know, for
new.
This film.
A lot of.
But then we have also from the similar category as The Maleficent, we have Into the Woods, which is also like a spectacular, fabulous. So that's the competitor. And we also have The Grand Budapest Hotel, which I loved. I really liked it because I think that it was so quirky and kind of so fun. And it was, everything was kind of like as if taken, you know, into quotation mark. It was not like an obvious movie. I mean, they were kind of playing with some stereotypes. They were kind of, it was like a movie into another movie, I would say.
Interesting, so, said.
Yes, and we also have nominations for the animation. I am not familiar with this field. I'm sorry to report it, but I am just not familiar with this field. And we have those. So altogether, 5 people from Poland nominated, and our dear friend and supporter of the book, Piotr Dzięcioł, might be the first Polish producer to win Academy Award for Ida. So that would be really fantastic and great.
Oh, let's keep our fingers crossed. I will be having next week a gentleman, also Polish filmmaker, named Andrzej Kozłowski. I don't know if you had the pleasure to meet him.
No, I don't believe
he's
we met.
Just finishing his movie, which is 100-minute movie with no dialogues, and music is like the most important part of it, and I think it's also black and white.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot wait, and he's just flying to Europe right now. I think he's in the last moment of getting the last zeros that he needs to finish the movie, but is made in America with great, great people, and I don't know how many years he's just creating this movie, but 100 minutes, zero dialogue. and supposed to be
sounds
so
interesting. Sounds
I
interesting.
Know. Maybe I need to just introduce you to him because I know you like unusual stuff, and I don't know this gentleman. I just again knew about the project, and we talk on the phone, and I have lots of stuff that I need to learn before he comes next week, and we'll be talking about his movie. Okay, what else?
What else? Well, we didn't mention the fields where we don't have Polish people, but everybody is interested in. And I mean, and by this, I mean for Best Picture. Who is going to win Best Picture? Are we taking our votes here? American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, Whiplash. Amazing. I loved most of those movies. Well, my number one would be The Theory of Everything, I guess. I just love this one. I just love this.
Why did you like it?
You know, because it was such a touching story.
Such a touching story
of a guy who lost everything except for his brain. And, you know, it's like a story about what the human spirit is.
Who is an actor?
Oh my god, let me just Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
So that's a story about, you know, the true character, the huge, you know, world known scientist who has this very strange illness that he learned about, you know, in his college years, that step by step he was aware of this fact that step by step he was going to kind of his body was going to shut down.
I'm sure this movie is so much talked about. You had a pleasure to see already?
Yes, I love this movie. I really loved it, and for me that was like the praise of a human spirit. You know, to really to it kind of brought those questions.
Love story also, yes.
Love story, that's beautiful love story, beautiful kind of, you know, story about, you know, what does it take to like really stand, you know, next to this person when, you know, when this person kind of transforms into another body, but her brain is still the same. So I just love this movie.
And he can get Oscar, I think, for his acting, because
yes, he's nominating in the leading role, but again the competition is strong because Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, is nominated, and Steve Carell was outstanding. His performance was outstanding in Foxcatcher because he was playing this kind of, you know, I don't know, highly troubled, you know, profoundly troubled, you know, son of a millionaires, who just had this dream of becoming a trainer. But he was so profoundly troubled and kind of like ruined inside. But in his performance, he was giving this like strange idea, but he didn't cross the line. He didn't, you know, he didn't play a crazy, a cuckoo guy. I mean, his performance, I would say that he might be the one to win, although the Theory of Everything performance was also amazing. Actress in leading role, we have Marion Cotillard, Two Days, One Night, Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything, again, Julianne Moore, Still Alice, that's the one that might win,
movie.
Still Alice,
Unusual.
Gone Girl, and Wild for Reese Witherspoon. I would say that Still Alice, Julianne Moore, what's your guess?
Very unusual movie. I think it's different and little... I think we need something a little bit different, different approach to movies, that little shock, little that intimate, but really bigger than life. It's a very unusual story too. I wanted to...
And directing, let's just mention directing. We have for Birdman, for Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and The Imitation Game.
I think Budapest will win. I don't know why it's so unusual.
But you know, I think that for directing, Boyhood might be also a strong,
sadness, so many years
because
in the making.
Because the idea behind the project was to kind of film every year a few days of filming, so the impression that we get as viewers is like a documentary. You watch this film as a documentary,
and
but
how
it
much
is not.
You need to love these people growing with them, you
and
know,
you watch those kids growing up, and you watch the family. I mean, her
beautiful idea.
So the idea was beautiful. So I think that this one might be like a strong, really kind of competitor, you know, in this field. Oh my God, we have so many other, you know, categories.
I don't know, listeners. I'm thinking I found new job for Agnieszka Niezgoda. Everybody who would like to have a critic film critic in whatever. This could be a great party. This could be a great event. This could be young people who would like to hear more about movies and get excited, like Agnieszka is, about this form of art.
It is going to be exciting.
This is beautiful Oscar, not because we have so many wonderful, talented Polish people included.
And if Ida wins, that's going to be the first Polish win in the modern history. So I think that is such an important year for Polish filmmakers in Hollywood.
Agnieszka, if we win or if we will not win, will you bring the director into LA Talk Radio? Because I'm sure he's here right now.
He's here, yeah.
And maybe we could just, oh my gosh, if we could celebrate. I know he'll be very busy, yeah, but you never know.
Let's think big.
Let's speak big, dreams big, you know, because Accent On, this is a good place for him to be here. And I know that Władek Juszkiewicz, who is a lot here and is director of Polish Film Festival, he will be having his hands probably on this movie, because it was featured, yes, on the Polish Film Festival, I think.
It was shown.
But anyway, we have a good connections, and I think all of these people that are included in your book, how many people you think are living in LA?
I would say out of 23, around 15, 16.
It's amazing. Can I make you the director of the part of Accent On that will just bring these amazing people to Accent On?
Of course, let's do it.
You will be interviewing them because you are the bestest that I cannot even imagine who can talk to them so well. And we'll be having a live Hollywood.pl on LA Talk Radio.
That's an awesome idea.
Live book. That's amazing, amazing book. And now you'll be having 15 maybe people, hopefully they will come, that whole world and so many people really listening to Accent On and download.
Sounds like a plan.
Are you ready? You think so?
Yeah, okay. let's give it a try.
I'm dreaming big. I think that the Accent On is the perfect place for all of these great artists to be, okay, to be our guest. I have Ronen Rosner, who is our engineer, to sing Ilona. Time to end Accent On
that
for today.
That was so great to talk to you.
Agnieszka, I can listen to you and I could learn from you. You are just one gorgeous human being and smart lady. And I cannot wait to just start your book live with all these great people that are inside of the book. They can speak.
Hollywood
and we can record
life.
Them. And we can record them forever. Then we will do DVD or CD and whoa, that's another story.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Agnieszka Niezgoda.
Love you too.
And I know I will see you after Oscar and that will be fun. Okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa right here on LA Talk Radio.